This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
I started my life with a single absolute, that the world was mine to shape in the image of my highest values and never to be given up to a lesser standard, no matter how long or hard the struggle. That is a quote from the book Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, and it is attributed to a character in the book named Dagny Taggart. And today's episode is about Dagny, specifically Dagny Taggart, because when I first read Atlas Shrugged many, 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 many years ago, I knew that when I had a daughter, her name would be Dagny. And I also knew that people wouldn't get it, and that maybe people have read the book a million years ago, but might not remember, and that even more people haven't read the book, and that they wouldn't think it was a particularly beautiful name. And that was even better. It was even better. If you have not read Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, I highly recommend it. But what I wanted to share with you today is why this character, Dagny Taggart, inspired me and continues to inspire me so much that I chose to name my daughter Dagny. And I love this. I won't be able to get through this episode without just this radiant smile on my face, because her name continues to inspire me every single day. So I'm not sharing this for the sake of explaining my name choice, though that will surely happen, but hopefully sharing with you so much of the ideals and the philosophy behind this character that continue to inspire me. So I want to read that quote one more time, and then I'll tell you a little bit about the book and this character, and specifically why I felt so strongly about naming my own daughter Dagny. I started my life with a single absolute, that the world was mine to shape in the image of my highest values and never to be given up to a lesser standard, no matter how long or hard the struggle. The book Atlas Shrugged, it's often called a mystery, but not like a murder mystery. It's really about birth and rebirth of man's spirit. That's I've looked at so many descriptions and categorizations of the book, and that's really what it's about. It's about determination and creation and getting what you want out of life, not because somebody gave it to you, not because you earned it, not because of anything other than the fact that you created it. It's about our ability to be great without needing anybody else's permission, without needing the way to be paved ahead of us, just because we have it within ourselves to create what we want. I remember telling my business coach, Austin, who you've heard on the podcast before, that I would be naming my daughter Dagny. And a month or two later, I got a box in the mail. And I opened it up, and inside were these beautiful frames, kind of rustic wood frame with a metal plaque on it. And on each of three different frames and plaques were three different quotes from this character, Dagny, in the book. And one of them was the one that I just read to you. The other one kind of summarizes so much about the book. It says, referring to Dagny, "She was 12 years old when she told Eddie Willers that she would run the railroad when they grew up. She was 15 when it occurred to her for the first time that women did not run railroads and that people might object. To hell with that, she thought, and never worried about it again." So this book takes place in a time when women, a lot of women didn't work, and certainly women who did work didn't have big prominent jobs and weren't running railroads, but she didn't care. She didn't need it to be normal. She didn't need it to be accepted. She didn't need anybody's permission, and she didn't need the way paved ahead of her. She didn't need to know that somebody had done it. That wasn't a requirement for her. She just knew that she could do it, and she would do it, and she did do it. There's so many kind of big picture lessons or themes from this category, from this character that just gave me a certainty. I was young when I knew when I have a daughter, her name will be Dagny. And one of them is very simply that people won't approve, and that's fine. That won't stop me. I don't need approval. I don't need to be voted in. I don't need somebody else's yes for me to take what I want. She just didn't stop. Nobody approved of the things that she did in business. Nobody approved of all of the new paths that she took to solve a problem, and she didn't care. She wasn't looking for their approval. And when I think about the woman I want my daughter to be, when I think about the woman I want to be, I don't want to get hung up on, well, what are other people going to think and will they understand and all of that? Because what that does is holds us back. It limits our power and our potential. And she was very well aware that people didn't approve. It was obvious. And she didn't cry about it. She didn't wait for their approval. She didn't try to convince them of her perspective. She just went on doing what she knew to do. And I try to carry that lesson with me every single day. And that's why in my own daughter's room, there's this quote that Austin sent over that reflects when she realized, oh, people aren't going to be on board with a woman running the railroad. She thought, to hell with that, and never worried about it again. That's such a beautiful lesson. The other big theme that inspires me so much from this character is she was just committed to getting it right. She didn't need to prove anything to anybody. She didn't need consensus. There was so much red tape and bureaucracy and pandering and politicking in this book, and she didn't mess with that. She just got things done. She didn't have to earn it. She didn't need consensus. She just took action. And she wasn't a bully. She wasn't unkind or rude. She just had a quiet certainty that while you guys sit there and you talk back and forth and you don't get things done, I'm going to be over here working. And it wasn't said, it was just demonstrated. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's what I want more of in my life. And it's certainly what I want for my daughter. We don't have to get caught up in the red tape, even when the red tape exists. We can just quietly go about doing what we know to do. The other thing, and this might be one of the most significant to me, is that she didn't box herself into either or, right? A lot of people in the book refer to her as a feminist. She certainly didn't let men run the show, even though that's the way they were. Things were that way then. But at the same time, there were opportunities for her to be submissive and for her to allow a man to take the lead, especially in personal and sexual relationships. And that was fine. She wasn't so bound to this classification of feminist or bound to this notion that she had to be in control all the time. She was very open to the idea of both. And it wasn't just in terms of ideals, it was in terms of character. She was calm and rational, but also extremely passionate. It wasn't either or. She didn't feel the need to commit to one way or another. She was successful and extremely confident, but also humble and not showy. I talk to a lot of people now who feel like, not just with themselves and their own characteristics and qualities, but their choices. It's either this or it's that. I'm either disciplined or I'm undisciplined. I'm either driven or I'm settling. But the reality is, we don't have to commit to one extreme or the other. we get to embody fully without questioning ourselves both. We haven't failed when we are both. I think we fail more when we are one extreme versus another. We can be introverted and extroverted. We don't have to cling so strongly to one versus the other. We can be confident and also unsure, and also humble, and also proud. She wasn't limited by one way in anything. And that's such a show of strength and possibility and opportunity that I want more of in my own life, and I certainly want for my daughter. She was brilliant in holding her ground. Sure, she would listen to other people, and she was aware of what they thought and what they felt and what they wanted, but in one part of the book, she says to another character, "You don't have to see through the eyes of others. Hold on to yours. Stand on your own judgment. You know that what is, is." Say it aloud, like the holiest of prayers, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. In the book, people were always trying to show her how she was wrong or where she was flawed. But when it was something that she really believed in or something that she really wanted or knew was possible, even when the way was unclear, she stood firm in that. And she didn't let the opinions and the thoughts of other people sway her. One of the other placards that my coach Austin gave me that each has a Dagny Taggart quote on it says, "Do it first and feel about it afterwards." Do it first and feel about it afterwards. Now, some people can misconstrue that, right? I mean, even in the simplest of examples, eat the cookie and then think about it afterwards or worry about it afterwards. But that's not how this is intended, right? Instead of getting so caught up in fear, in worry, in doubt, just go. Just go. And if you don't allow for all of that worry and doubt and second guessing ahead of time, you will be so much further ahead in your life. Just do it. Take the step. Start the business. Get to the gym. Let your feet hit the floor. We don't have to lay there and "I'm so tired, I don't want to." Get up and feel tired. Think about it while you're in the shower starting your day. We can accelerate our own growth, our own progress, our own potential if we just waste less time in the worrying and the second guessing and the rehashing and the Monday morning quarterbacking, if we just get into action. So I'm sure that I have a lifetime of people questioning my daughter's name. And the beautiful thing about that is that every single time someone asks or comments, I get to be reminded of all of these things that I value so strongly. Allowing for opposites and contrasts to exist, to be bold and also humble, to be cautious and also courageous, to be kind and also aggressive, to be certain and also uncertain, to be a feminist and also not to be afraid or unwilling to let any gender take control, not being so proud that we're unwilling to submit. I get to be reminded to take action and not wait for somebody to give me permission or approval, not wait to feel like I've earned it or somebody has granted me the path. The certainty to know that I can always create it, no matter who thinks what about it. I'm not waiting for permission and approval. I don't need anybody's permission. I don't need anybody's approval. I have the ability to take action and create what I want right now. I want to wrap up with that quote that I opened with because it's such a powerful one. That no matter how old we are, we can begin to practice, we can begin to stand in, we can begin to reflect and represent and honor and demonstrate for people in our own lives and for ourselves. I started my life with a single absolute, that the world was mine to shape in the image of my highest values and never to be given up to a lesser standard, no matter how long or hard the struggle. Dagny Taggart. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.